It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account. Tap connect. Then message to show. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Relax, it's flax.
There you go. One more time.
Relax, it's flax.
You know, I actually do love relax, it's flax, because relax, it's flax, I know that the weekend is here, and I know that you're going to give me important information.
And it's fantastic.
It's flaxtastic. It's flaxulous.
What's flaxulous?
Fabulous.
Oh.
It's full of... It's like flaxseed oil. It's good for you.
It's... I don't know.
It's flaxtastic.
You know, like when you just push air out your mouth hoping that words will come?
Flax, you could really use your surname to brand a lot more stuff.
Flaxseed oil.
Yeah.
No flax zone on shirts for the gym.
Yes, no flax zone.
Flax me later.
Yes. Flax down for what could be your next single?
That's just about it.
I don't know if you're really going with me on this. I feel like sometimes you're a little bit inflexible.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I'm running out of things that I can go with.
Yeah, whatever that means. Let's get into Relax, It's Flax, kicking it off with some important drunk news.
So we've all been, like, very drunk once in our life, but these guys got so drunk that they stole one of those PGA golf carts.
Yeah.
And they drove it to the pub.
Okay, and how did that work out?
Well, they got drunk at the pub, and they forgot they even had the car. And then in the morning, the pub had to phone in and say, listen, we got a PGA tour car here, one of those golf carts. And then they had to come collect it. And then they found out the story that these two guys had driven, I don't know, miles to kilometers, but 4 miles.
Completely drunk.
Completely drunk. And PGA is like a, isn't it like a classy event?
It's a big golfing event. Mm. Yeah, the PGA Tour is huge.
So imagine stealing one of their golf carts.
Yeah, that's pretty advanced, I'm not going to lie. What's the craziest thing you've done when drunk?
When I was in Mozambique, I ran into the sea naked.
Okay, yeah.
It's not that crazy, but...
No, it's not that
It's something
crazy.
That you've got to experience once in your life, that you've always... Like, you've got to go swimming in the sea naked, but
yes.
Naked.
Yeah, I did that in Thailand.
It's nice, it's very like...
You know, but what's interesting about it is that walking out is the tricky bit.
Yeah.
Especially when it's in a big group.
And what happened was, so we went in a group of, there must have been like 6 of us.
Yeah.
And I think it was perfect ratio, 3 guys, 3 girls.
Yeah.
And the girls didn't do it, just the guys did it. And the girls thought it would be funny to steal all the guys' clothes and start running.
No.
So there I'm busy running after my clothes, like hoping that this darkness covers me.
Sure.
And it's pitch dark, like there was no lights, nothing.
Okay, so you couldn't even find anything. Yeah. How did it end up? How did it end?
Nothing. I had to just run for my clothes. Eventually, they dropped them. Like, they got so scared, they just dropped our clothes.
Okay, there you go.
But it was honestly the funnest night.
Yeah, listen, sometimes you do crazy things when you're drunk. As long as you don't hurt anybody, it's fine. Or yourself. Let's talk about this Matt Stoney guy.
Matt Stoney, he ate 11,000 calories in like under 15 minutes.
Wow.
He made himself an ice cream, which was 17 toppings and 30 scoops. And he devoured this in 15 minutes to like set a world record.
And
11,000 calories. Do you know how much running and gym you have to do to burn 11,000 calories?
But not even that. What about brain freeze?
He got past that.
Sure. I mean, ice cream can be tumultuous.
11,000, and this guy's not even fat.
That's wild.
He's like...
Some people just have fast metabolisms, though.
Yo, he must have had to eat this on the toilet. Because I do like a 3-kilometer run, and that's only like just under 200 calories.
But listen, maybe he's been training for this.
I've actually watched like... It's like professional eating contests and the preparation into it. And these guys, like a normal sized guy will eat so much. He's like trained his stomach to actually go, instead of outwards, it goes downwards.
Do we have those in South Africa?
Professional contest eating things.
We should be the guys to bring that to the fore.
No, I honestly can't.
And I know exactly who would be the leader.
Who?
I know. You know who
Damon.
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damon Calvary. would be the leader of the Cliff Central annual eating championship.
And he'd take training so seriously.
He would.
He'd say, no, guys, we are training 7 days a week for 3 hours.
He's been training his whole life. He's already in training. He's just waiting for it to be official.
So why don't we do it? Like a pie eating contest or something?
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Or maybe something sushi eating.
But we need to find someone to put him up against.
Damon Calvari versus...
Ding, 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 ding.
Alan Ford.
Things just got so real, Max. Things just got so real.
I think that'd be perfect.
Do you think we should do that?
I think we should. We'll film it. We'll time it.
Okay, well, you're a producer on the Gareth Cliff Show, so you're going to have to take this to the table.
We do it live on the show.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
So Meezy can be the cheerleader.
I want to see this happen. That'd be funny. Tell me about this big house.
So a guy in Texas built a house. Take a guess how many bedrooms.
Like 100.
No, okay, just under, no. A
four. Four.
No.
Three.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Seven?
No.
21.
No.
18.
Okay, I'll tell you.
56.
No, I'll tell you.
39?
Getting close.
81.
Yes.
81.
No, 46.
Oh.
He built a house, 46 bedrooms, 8-car garage, 26 bathrooms. Who needs that?
That's ridiculous.
He doesn't even live in it. He's like a doctor.
Okay.
But still, 46 bedrooms. I don't even know 46
people.
It's
for sale now, though.
Yeah, I guess he's just over it. It's in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure it's not even like...
Manville, Texas.
It's not even... 60,000 square foot home.
That's ridiculous. That's more like a bed and breakfast.
And he's only selling it for £3.5 million.
Yeah, but that's a lot.
Wait, if it's six... Like, let's give it 16 rand to... No, let's make it 15 rand to the pound. So what's that? 45 million rand.
Somewhere around there.
45 million rand... For a 46-bedroom house.
Yeah, that's actually not so bad.
Yeah, that's honestly not expensive.
I wonder what the furnishings and stuff are like.
I think you get it. It's 15 acres, so I think you get it, like, nothing in it. He just finished building it.
Okay. So you don't think it's... I mean, like, the finishings on
the... It's not like the Taj Mahal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't think it would be like the Taj Mahal, but... You think they'd put this on top billing?
I don't know. That would probably be a full season.
Yeah, that'd be a whole season.
Itself. Jeannie D would have to go from room on Monday and then next room Tuesday.
The house, yeah. Tell me about Lee Hedren.
So Lee Hedren is one of the richest men in, I think it's China.
Yeah.
So he owns some energy company or something like that, estimated worth at $40 billion. And on Monday, he lost $14 billion. His company went under by 40%. Shares dropped 40%. I'm sure Anthea Gardner can tell you much more as she does the money shot on Garisha. But imagine losing $14 million because your share price dropped 40%.
It's terrible.
I would be devastated.
Has anyone spoken to him?
The papers have tried to get hold of him. It said later on in the news story. But, okay, I guess he wasn't that affected because he owns 40 million, I mean 40 billion.
But he's lost, like, you know.
He only lost 14 billion.
But that's still like 30-40% of his income.
But he's still a billionaire. Imagine having billions of,
but
what
know,
would you do if you were a billionaire?
For these guys, it's not about that. He's going to be really pissed off about this. You can't tell me, it's like me saying to you, Flax, you got 40,000 rand in your bank account. You're still way better off than any other South African, but I'm going to take away 14. You'd still be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
But so not if I was a billionaire.
Not scaling. I promise you, these guys, they
still
get pissed.
You can't spend $40 billion. There's nothing in this world that
right,
you can
you
spend it on.
You can't spend $40 because he doesn't have it anymore. Now he can't even afford that house.
It's not like that. What would you buy with $1 billion?
A whole new life.
Why?
No, I'm joking.
That was so deep.
What would I buy? What would you buy with $1 billion?
I'd start off by buying a whole fleet of cars.
Mm.
I'd buy like 3 planes.
Mm.
I'd buy an island.
Mm.
I'd buy a sea.
I'd buy an island. I agree with you on that one.
Definitely like a Necker Island, like Richard Branson has.
I don't know if you could buy a sea.
I want to buy like... Of course you can buy acres. You can buy like sea.
What are you going to buy? 1 dolphin at a time.
Why can't you buy a sea?
I don't think you can buy seas, Flax. I think seas belong to countries and things. I don't think they belong to
people. What happens if I bought, like, the land under the sea, then everything on top of that's mine?
Yeah. You know, you Google that and you tell me that's if
an interesting
that's
topic.
Impossible. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. I think that it's impossible, but it's fascinating nonetheless. Yeah, $1 billion would be dope.
What would you buy?
Yeah, the island. The island would probably be the first thing that I would buy. And I'd buy, like, properties all around the world and just go to each one and then just hang out and drink coffee in parks and read books and...
So you'd become a hobo with $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah, I would just jet around the world doing very little. Oh, you're making me dream. Tell me about this biker gang shootout, bro.
So this is like the biggest biker gang rival like mashup ever. There were 170 people arrested on scene. 320 weapons were arrested, and these weapons were coming out of everywhere. Apparently, there was a weapon even hidden in like a nacho bag. Nachos, the chips.
Mm.
There was weapons hidden in plants, flowers, everywhere. There was like over like 500 gang members involved in this.
Wow, I didn't realize that biker gangs were such a thing.
No, I've watched documentaries of this. It's very hectic in America. Like, if you're like head of the biker gang, like you're in the middle when you ride with like a group of like 50 bikers, and any order you give, your foot soldiers, they call them, will follow.
Sure. It's rough. That biker thing is rough. Have you ever ridden a motorbike?
No, my mom won't let me. She says they're coffin on wheels.
Neither. Well, they clearly are coffins on wheels. Not necessarily just because they're bikes, but because the biker gang get killed. Tell me about an interesting African fact.
Okay. So, nobody in this world's heard of this, because this is breaking news.
Oh, but hang on.
Did I give my breaking news CNN music?
I'll give you a breaking news CNN music. Live from Johannesburg, South Africa now, we cross to Michael Flax at the CliffCentral.com studios in Rivonia to find out more about a breaking story that's currently developing. Flax, put your glasses on and give it to us. What is breaking right now in the world?
Thank you, Aria Kelman. I am somewhere in the middle of Africa reporting to you live from somewhere in the middle of Africa. And basically, there is these rats that they have trained to pick up landmines. And in this place, in the middle of Africa, there are tons of landmines. And these rats are so small that they don't set off the landmines, but they can smell the landmines. And then they trigger off where the landmine is, and then we can evacuate and take out the landmine, thanks to these marvelous rats, which are called hero rats. Back to you, Aria Kelman, at wherever you are.
Sure sounds like a situation that is blowing up. That's Michael Flax there, alive from somewhere in the middle of Africa. Girls, next.
A girl's a TV show.
Okay, that's terrible.
That's ridiculous.
That's wild.
It's so cool, though.
What? Okay, the
rats? That they've trained the rats.
To...
Like, usually you get, like, sniffer dogs, but imagine being able to train a rat. They've done it.
Yeah,
it's breaking news.
Something. That's wild. That's wild. Eh? They're not just useful for Cinderella anymore, are they?
My friend once had a rat, and I had lots of fun with this rat, like playing with it and stuff. And then I wanted to get a rat, and then my mom got me hamsters. And
yeah, hamsters are way cooler. Why do you want a rat?
I had teddy bear hamsters, which are even cooler than hamsters.
Teddy bear hamsters are the shitness, and then hamsters
the
are the second net bizshes, and then rats are just the wah.
Wah.
Tell me about this Dutch psychiatric clinic that you're interested in.
Okay, so there's this 52-year-old woman, and she suffers from this thing called prosopometomorphophobia. And basically, when you look at somebody, it morphs their face into a dragon. So this
prosopometamorphosa.
Let me double check that. Metamorphosia.
Never mind.
Yeah, you saw that PH there and you didn't know what to do.
Damn it, that's a very tricky one.
So every time she sees someone's face, it gets morphed into a dragon, and she sees a dragon. I would honestly soil my pants.
Is she not just like taking acid in the morning instead of her multivitamin?
No, I mean, it's been diagnosed as this 23-character word.
Oh my word. Prosopometamorphosa.
I tweeted, but I've only got 140 characters.
Ha ha.
I made a joke.
You also live it every day. It's called your life.
Oh. You made a joke as well.
I don't have to live with it. what else?
I got this awesome list here. So these are... Wait, where's this list? 17 ways that a person who broke you still impacts you.
Okay.
But I wanted to end with my other list. Are we going to smash... List? Oh, we can smash both lists.
Yeah, we can. We got another 14 minutes.
Okay. So when someone like breaks up with you and it still impacts you because you're overcome with emotion... if only from time to time. So, like, when you get drunk, you'll think about them more. From time to time, like, something will happen, or you'll pick up, like, a scent that they wore.
I think this is going to be a long list.
Well, let's do, like, four of them.
Okay.
And then we'll get to my happy list.
Let's go to the next one. And then we'll find a song for each one, and we'll do an a cappella.
Okay.
Okay, next.
This is not Pitch Perfect 3.
Let's try.
You look at all the good times when times get hard. So, like, when you get sad, you miss having them around, and then you start thinking about all the good times you guys had together. You start, like, wanting to get back together with them.
1, 2, 3. It looks so perfect standing there in my American apparel underwear. And I know now that I'm so down.
Okay, I now see what we're doing. Okay, that's good. Okay, the next one I'll join in a bit more. So, you measure everyone else by all the things you loved about your ex. So, even if you get into a new relationship, she won't have qualities that your ex had, but that doesn't mean she doesn't have better qualities and new qualities that you, you know?
Everybody wants to steal my girl.
Everybody wants to take her heart away.
Next.
One more. You learned what you'll accept and what you won't. That's good, eh? That, like, builds character.
Mm.
So, if you don't accept it in the relationship, you're like, no, I won't stand for this. You get out of the relationship, and you know that in your next relationship, you won't tolerate, like, behavior or cheating or something like that.
I hate you so much right now. Ah!
No, it's some Beyonce or Rihanna song it's got to be.
To the left, to the left.
Everything you own in the box, to the left.
In the closet. That's my stuff, yeah. If I bought it. Please don't touch.
So here's 5 steps for grieving and moving.
Flex is like, it's over.
Yeah.
He's like, that didn't work. That was a horrible bomb.
No,
Did you make me sing a stupid song? I'll give you the most amazing content ever and you messed it up.
No, you can do it with this as well.
Okay.
You see, I come prepared with these, like... expandable packs.
Sorry, I'm just flipping through the pages because I have to get through 1 to 99 of the next one. Okay.
So these are the 5 steps for grieving and moving on from a serious relationship. And everyone needs to know these steps because everyone gets into relationships and then they get out of relationships if you don't get married and then live happily ever after.
Okay.
So cue the music. Let's do this. I thought you were going to play me some music.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No music.
Do, 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 do.
So take it out. You've obviously got to take out all that frustration. So have like a crying session or invite your friends over and just like diss the living daylights out of your ex. Talk smack about her, stuff like that. It sounds mean, but you really got to get it out of your system. Are we going to...
Let it burn, let it burn. Thanks, Ash.
Never jump into something new too quickly because you're still carrying all that baggage and emotion from your previous relationship. So they say you need about a year gap before you get into your next relationship to lose all that feelings, emotions. Otherwise, you get into this new relationship and you expect her to be just like your previous ex. And ex is an example of what you don't want ever.
Thanks, D.
Step number 3, be honest with yourself about what you want, then do it. So, take a deep breath and think, okay, I want this in a woman. I want her to be... What happened there? I want her to be loving, caring. I want her to be family-orientated. I want her to be this and that. This is what I'm looking for, a girl. I want her to love me for who I am. And then go find that, because it's out there. And by talking about it, you're putting it into, like, the atmosphere... And you're putting that energy out there, and that energy attracts it. Like, that energy attracts whatever you ask the universe for.
Probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Okay, who sings it?
That girl.
Okay, yeah.
It starts with a T. Turner? Yeah. Tina Turner?
Yes, it's Tina Turner. There you go. Well done.
So it's, it's not Tina Turner, is it?
It's not Tina Turner. What's next?
Have you... Okay. Tip number four is fight the urge to return to your ex. Because you see your ex as like a girl you've already kissed and stuff. So, I mean, it's easy to like kiss them again. You know, it's not like your first kiss. So your ex is exactly like that compared to that, like... You've already been with them, so to get back with them isn't so hard, if that makes sense.
Not really.
Did I explain that correct?
Let's try one more time.
Okay, so fight the urge to return to your ex, because you see your ex as it's easy, like all you have to do is say sorry and then you can be back with them, and during this hard times when you're lonely, she'll like be there and stuff. Does that make sense?
Winning.
Now, what song's for this?
Thanks, Wit. And finally, number five.
Yeah, I wish there was a five. My list, like, ends at four.
But you said it was a top five.
It is a five.
Hang on. We need to get someone to help you. I think Neil can help you.
I think we're
going
to have to make up our number five.
What was the list called again?
The list was called Five Steps for Grieving and Moving On from a Serious Relationship.
Neil, could you give us a number five, please, real quick, Neil, in the room next door? I've activated the window mic. We need... I can hear you perfectly loud and clear.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you need to help Flax finish his list. He gave us a top five, but he just recently realized he only copied and pasted four. So you need to give the final fifth thing on the list.
What is the list about?
First of all, come to the microphone.
The list is the five steps for grieving and moving on from a serious relationship. So this is the fifth step, the most important, the end step.
What would the end step in that be, Neil?
Can you just repeat the first four for me, please?
Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
coming in at number one, take it out. Number two, don't jump into something new too quickly. Number three, be honest with yourself about what you want, then do it. Number four, fight the urge to return to your ex.
I'll go back to... I'll relate it to point number one. So, yeah, you said take it out.
Yeah.
Okay, put it back in.
Yo! I would have gone with that. Look inside. It's my dick in a box.
Okay, yeah, you actually, that would have been a good suggestion. Flax, is there any other important news you wish to share with
tons.
The world?
Let's keep going. Let's keep the ball rolling. <What's next? laughs> So there's an 11-year-old that has 3 degrees. This Tanishq Abraham.
Let me double check this. Tanishq.
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 T-A-N. I-S-H-Q, Abraham.
Yes.
3 degrees and he's 11
years
old.
Imagine. That's unbelievable.
I might even go follow him on Twitter. At science lover.
Yeah, I can't spell that. It's
science,
a bit of a problem.
L-U-V-R.
This kid is going to be the next Steve Jobs.
Well, he actually wants to be the next president.
Wow.
It says here... at just 4 years old, Tanishq was accepted to Mensa, a group for people whose IQ is in the top 2% of the population. But Gareth was accepted to Mensa.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gareth did a Mensa test and he passed it. And I failed the Mensa test, but he passed it.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Well, I mean, you can try again, can't you?
No, I failed it because low internet connection. My test timed out.
Yeah. Yeah, so did your sentence.
Do you know, this is quite a funny little story to, like, lead you into the weekend before I give you, like, one of those tips.
Yes.
Those motivational tips. So this 5-year-old was having a party. She had, like, outside party by the lake. All of a sudden, feces started dropping from the sky. Feces as in poo. And they worked out that an aeroplane had lost, like, something had popped off. And the...
Hang on, is this a... News for the weekend. This is a good story for the weekend. I don't know.
Okay, I'll do another story after this then.
Okay. Because this sounds like a shit story.
Yo. I wish I had a comeback to that.
So finish the story though.
So imagine being at a 5-year-old's birthday party and then feces starts flying from the sky and you have to duck for cover.
They're already coming from the children. Now you got them in all directions. That's a shit storm.
You see, you're funnier than me, so what am I supposed to do? This isn't fun.
Give me the most important thing that we learned on Relax It's Flax today. Give me something.
Oh, wait, one more news story.
Yeah, that could be the most important thing that we learned.
I actually found this on our news page, which is on cliffcentral.com, that basically in Japan, these scientists went and picked up garbage, and then they analyzed it for DNA. And then on like some recycling day, they went and they posted photos of the people that they picked up from the DNA and what they left and what they dropped and what they looked like to shame them. How mad's that?
That's wild.
I got that from Cliff Central's Unnews, which you can get on cliffcentral.com or our official account on WeChat.
Dope. That's very, very cool. Nice one, Flax.
Do you want a motivation?
Yeah, give it to me.
I'll give you two even.
Okay.
So coming in at number one is, I will fight for it. I will not give up. I will reach my goals. Absolutely nothing will stop me. And then number two, another nice motivational thing to get you into the weekend. You think making money is hard? Try being broke.
Sure. Powerful words, Flax.
And it's nice for when, who was your first segment listens to Relax His Flax? Yeah, when they listen to it. Okay. Prince Castinho.
There you go. Flax, it's at Michael Flax everywhere, right?
Yes.
Very, very cool. And you know that next Friday, you and I will be sitting at Movida because we're doing the show live on three.
Jumping on the couches, turning clubs into houses. You know that song?
Jumping on a couches,
turning clubs into houses.
Turn down for what? It's going to be dope. Flax, thanks so much for hanging out. That's the Relax It's Flax there. If you missed anything from this whole week, that's Big Brother Mzanzi and all those interviews with the winners, runners-up and runners-runners-up. You can hit cliffcentral.com to find that. Plus anything else we got up to over the week. Power to Producer Cat for being so dope and making a boss show or a day between 3 and 6. And a shout-out to Jono, who is currently not podcasting. Cat's doing all of that today because Jono is in Paris.
Ah, Paris. Yes,
P-A-R-Y-S.
Yo, I remember going there on camp trips, eh?
Okay, he's also going on a bit of a camping trip.
Yeah, he's going to have fun.
Well, I'm glad he's going to have fun.
I checked that Big Brother thing on YouTube that you made.
Yeah.
Very cool, everyone must go check it out. So, YouTube account.
UnTV.
And no, well, our YouTube account is called Cliff Central TV, but it's under the heading UnTV, which is on our front page of our Cliff Central TV YouTube channel.
Very, very cool.
It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account, tap connect, then message to show.